W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A six Memphis police officer involved in the arrest that led to the death of Tyree Nichols has been relieved of duty. The Scorpion unit, which the officers were involved in, is also being deactivated. Yale Law School professor James Foreman Jr. says it's about time.
This isn't a story of individual racist people. This is a story of systems and structures and policies.
Foreman says units like Scorpion, which are supposed to deter crime, can result in extreme behavior by officers. The nation's top diplomat repeating the U.S. condemnation of a deadly attack at a synagogue in Jerusalem.
In the context of this attack and escalating violence, it's important that the government and people of Israel know America's commitment to their security remains ironclad.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A suicide bombing at a mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan has left at least 59 people dead. This is ABC News. Deadly flash floods and severe weather in New Zealand.
New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins promising federal help and warning more rain is on the way.
There's a big cleanup to go. And of course, we know through the forecasts that there's more bad weather ahead.
At least four people were killed and at least one is still missing after flash floods tore through parts of Auckland. Officials declaring a state of emergency, with Friday seeing the worst downpour on record. Inez de la Quitere, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said asylum seekers will be given work authorization under the Biden administration's parole program for migrants from some Latin American countries. Mayorkas spoke today at an event at Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood.
That when people are paroled into the United States and gain lawful presence because they've been paroled here, then they are eligible for work authorization and can support themselves so that the burden is not on the local communities.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Jane Nettmeyer. Here's what you need to know. School kids are missing classes at a consistently high rate. New research shows that chronic absenteeism has been on the rise. That's when a student is absent for 10% or more of school days. Urban areas seeing the highest rates of chronic absenteeism, and if these rates continue, experts say more tutoring or summer school options will be necessary to help students get back on track. Beavers are making a comeback in Wisconsin. Their increase in numbers does have positive impacts on the environment, but also provides some conflict with humans. Beaver dams decrease the impact of flooding, recharge aquifers, filter water, and create wetland habitat. But beavers can be a nuisance when they cut down trees on private property or cause flooding where home and landowners don't want it. I'm Jane Mattner for Civic Media News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour, the debate. It will continue, Dom. You know, there are a few things, foundationally, I believe in this world.
What's that, Michael?
Well, the DH. The truth. And the devil's advocates, baby. What we do here. People say, oh, I hope you don't change. We never change.
We've been doing, come on.
Maturity level-wise.
I mean,
you are Peter Pan and... I'm your sidekick. I'm your wingman. So we're not going to change. But from a branding perspective, from a, you know, corporate marketing perspective, yeah, something's got to change.
Yeah, but we're still the devil's advocates, though.
We're still the devil's advocates. But the devil changing. Radio brand as of Friday at 6 p.m.-ish is dead.
It's dead.
We're going to kill it right after the show.
Just like Trump killed the American dream.
Baby, we are, think about this. 6 years ago this week, February 1st, we became a Milwaukee radio product when we launched on the former Resistance Radio that we mentioned in hour one. The poorly branded, oh so user-friendly for the corporate sorts that might buy radio ad campaigns, Resistance Radio. That was a bit much.
That, you know, sometimes it sucks to be so right, though. I mean, if there was not a thing to resist, what and it's Trump, what would be?
It was a direct response to the election of Donald Trump. The resistance part was Trump. But now Trump's not the president, right?
Right.
Resisting Tony Evers?
Well, I mean, depends on who you ask. Ask him. He thinks he is.
And the devilish part, you know, well, we're still going to be the devils. But as a corporate brand... I think Kathy, my pal, had a few too many puffs and a few too many glasses of wine that day. She somehow cajoled me into thinking that was a good idea. But the heart of what we do, dude, you know, I know, and hopefully the audience knows, is get out there and tell the truth each and every day. There's a long-form read at the Washington Post, an opinion piece about objectivity in journalism. We don't need that. We need... to know what the truth is. And like it or not, I tell you the truth. And I know, Dom, you've never had a problem telling me your truth. It's just the warp truth. 844-967-2789. Steven calling in from Green Bay, our first Green Bay caller. Steven, welcome from WGBW.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Excellent, sir.
Thank you.
How are you listening to us today?
I'm actually in my car right now listening to you right now. So, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for actually, you know, coming up to Northeast Wisconsin. Before this radio station came on air, I actually had to subscribe to Sirius Radio to get a progressive viewpoint, and now I can actually get one on my local radio. So that's amazing. With that being said, I'm hearing, you know, different views about you taking Daniel Kelly's money. And if it keeps progressive talk in Northeast Wisconsin, take all the Republicans' money, who's going to give it to you?
Steven, my contention would be it's going to help us continue to grow statewide. And if we can set a good example, we might see it replicated in other swing states. A lot of people watching our efforts here, Civic Media, my partner Sage. Sage is kind of a big shot. A lot of people watching what it is we're trying to do here. And Steven, I can tell you, Dom and I have been dreaming about having an impact in the Fox Valley, because that's the make or break, or one of the so many make or break parts of the right. state politically. But Steven, dude, you live in a city that votes red, despite the fact it's a city. It's got a college. You got to be a blue town, man, at least Brown County. We got to turn Brown County blue. And, you know, we're going to have fun at our downtown studios, man. We're right in the heart, right in the downtown party district, right where you would want us to be, Stephen. You know, they're a title town, but we're in a good spot.
I agree with everything you're saying. I actually moved here 2 years ago from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, which is Portage County, is blue. And I was surprised how red Green Bay is. I'm actually part of the Brown County Democratic Party. And I'm putting Democrat yard signs everywhere I can, just to try to do the same thing you guys are doing, turn Brown County and Green Bay proper blue. It's really important. And I will say one thing, though. Just a quick programming thing. Your signal out here is a little weak at night. I can't get it in certain parts of Green Bay. So that's the only.
Are you listening to the 97.9 FM or the 1590 AM signal?
97.9.
If you ever have trouble, just flip to the other one, man. I got two of them for you.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Stephen. Welcome to the family, man.
No, thank you.
Love it when the Dems, the loyal blue team up in Green Bay, we're going to turn that city blue. Not because it's Crudy's on the blue team. You heard him say it. He's going to turn it blue. No, unfortunately, the red team has become so extreme.
Well, and they've had a monopoly up there for years. Come on, I grew up in the Appleton area, in the Fox Valley area, and I know a lot of the folks up there, man. If that's all you're exposed to, that's all the point is, right? You listen to the Brewer game, and then next thing you know, in the morning, you go to milk the cows, and now you got right-wing talk radio nonstop. You talk about the 80-some right-wing channels. That doesn't even include the religious channels. So the fact that there's even a different option for those who will flip around and find something, hell, want to be challenged, hear a different idea other than what right-wing talk radio is giving you, there's a huge opportunity for civic media, for the devil's advocates, for progressive talk, whatever, the truth, because most people want the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts, but then you get over it. Then it's just normal.
Here's the other thing I will tell you, Dom. I'm just telling you a couple of my foundational truths. I love this state. The state of Wisconsin. I realize some are listening outside the state of Wisconsin. But I have rarely found a person in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps excepting you, CJ, that I wouldn't want to have a, you know, six-pack of beer with over a campfire. And I feel like if given the opportunity, we would find some common ground. Because I don't care if we're at a Trump rally, whatever, Dom. There are people in the grocery store behind me tonight when I go and pick up whatever's for dinner that aren't going to agree with me, right? That whatever the topic, they don't like my favorite football team. They don't like something that I like, but only when it becomes the politics thing. This has become so damn tribal. And you and I, we've talked about this for years, Tom. It's never personal. It's only politics. You don't think I've done some trash talking and then had to go meet a guy at the Capitol and said, oh, yeah, that thing I said about you, Senator, I was joking. You can't take a joke, Senator? Speaker Voss? Any of you guys, you know what I mean? So we're going to have a good time. We're going to bust some you-know-whats. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Not the truth I think the Democratic Party wants you to hear, but the unvarnished truth. And when the Dems screw up, you're going to hear about it. 844-967-2789. In case you didn't know, who's next? Who's next? Brett from Eureka, California. Welcome, Brett. What do you got for us?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Glad to have to hear that you're having this kind of existential discussion today. And I have to say, you guys have really, you know, brought it over the years. And I know that this is, seems like an argument, you know, not to have maybe the viewpoint of the other side. But I think it's so important for you guys to recognize the fact that it's not just us versus them, but we're all in this together. By having ads like that on your radio station, I think you also invite in the chance that other people might be listening. Maybe there are people that are Gableman supporters or whatever, and they might potentially listen to the radio station having heard something about the ad. But then listening to you guys, maybe they're converted. I mean, there's always the potential that you're doing good in a sense that you're opening up to, you know, other people listening, other people getting perspectives, other people understanding that, hey, these guys are, you know, sending us a message, but they're also, you know, in addition to running a business and making money, they're also opening up the other side to listen and to, you know, potentially weigh in on this. So I think what you're doing is a good thing. I think it's important to have different perspectives on the radio. As tough as it will be to hear that ad, and I haven't heard it yet. I don't know if you've actually run it yet, but yeah, I think keep up with what you're doing, and I support you 100%.
Well, Brett, appreciate your kind words. I take them as kind words. Dom, you were brought on to be the contrarian. And in many ways, you've come a little left along with me as, you know, the right has become more extreme. And it's not so much that you've abandoned the right as they've abandoned you, and I know all that. But what I would say, Dom, is, I don't know, man. what I want to say is I truly do feel like if all I wanted to do was appeal to those that already agreed with me as a progressive, then I didn't need you. No offense to you, man. I love having you on the radio.
Well, the point was to have the confrontation and have those kinds of arguments. And you're right. You know, I thought it was one thing until I started hanging around it and seeing it and then seeing how extreme it got. And apparently I ain't that. So, but either way, what I can do and what I think we do is look at things fairly objectively and try to make it a best assessment given our life experiences and what we know and tell you what we think about different issues. So it's certainly lots of opinions. In my opinion, like lots of other people's opinions, you know, they can change as new facts become aware. As you become aware of new facts, you are absolutely, you have permission to change your mind. And I've changed my mind on lots of issues over the course of the last 20 years. You know, I'm not the same guy I was 30 years ago, and I don't know if I'll be the same guy 20 years from now. But that's okay. Hopefully it's an evolution, not devolving. But that's the point. It's exposure and being objective and being open to learning different things. We have the Devil's Advocates. Learn here. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
He says we're going the wrong way.
Wrong!
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast.
A wind chill advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 12 below. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 10 above. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 5 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 5 above.
STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 10 below. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 10 above. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 1 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, 3 above.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. Our pal Bill Press is going to join us. He's a podcaster. He is a pundit. He is a prognosticator. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central, Bill is going to join the big show.
Dominic, you know how I do love promoting other radio products, but in this case,
especially when other people do it,
I'm going to make an exception. Our buddy Earl Ingram tomorrow has got Judge Everett Mitchell in the 8 o'clock hour, and the mother of Cade Reddington, who is the victim of the fentanyl overdose, and his family have tried to question Jennifer Doro, the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, because he or friends allege that Jennifer Doro's son, Michael Doro, sold the fatal dose to the now deceased Cade Reddington, a UW-Milwaukee student. Again, no criminal charges. We talked about this last week. Not to date. 15 months in, ongoing investigation, and the parents are losing patience. So in the 9 o'clock hour Central Time tomorrow morning, the mother of Cade Reddington is going to join our pal Earl Ingram. You will have to tune in to WAUK. Stephen up in Green Bay, you can tune in 97.9 FM, WGBW, also WISS. And one other big note. I'll hold off. Stealing Earl's thunder. I'll wait for
you. Big tease.
He's got one more big announcement coming up next Monday, but we'll talk about that next Monday. Let's talk to our audience. All the good people that want to join us at 844-967-2789. Before we get there, one more thought, Tom. You kind of ran me over in the last one. Let me say this to you, Dom, in all sincerity. The emotion, the real emotion that we throw at each other at times on the airwaves, I don't think most marriages would sustain what our friendship has sustained over the last soon to be 12 years on the airwaves. So thanks for being on this crazy path with me, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Not that we're going to stop doing it today.
Well, I mean, 30 years will get you that. But that's the thing, though. We give permission. You're not going to agree with everyone all the time, right? And I think sometimes when you have relationships, it gives you a little room to breathe in those relationships, man. You can push buttons a little harder because it's not personal. It's about whatever the topic is you're discussing.
Well, where we started this conversation some time ago, Dom. Sometimes you make it personal.
Right now, you that way.
You beat the snot out of me and you chastise me and. My superpower sometimes, as you know, Dom, my obstinance, my self belief that I'm right allows me to put on the blinders and do what people say should not be done, could not be done. And, you know, often doubting yours truly, I got to tell you, Dom, you know, a lot of people have doubted us and the fact that we have persevered. And I don't mean just as a radio show. Come on, man, that's the easy part. You and I both know what we do is the fun part. This is the payoff for us. All the hard work we do off the air, building this network, I never wanted to do any of that hard work.
Right, I just wanted to do a show with Crudy, man.
We just had to build a network so there was a network where the super coolest, greatest radio show ever could play out and make friends like all you fine people out there on the phones. So anyways, thank you, Dom. And I can tell you, sometimes it's hard being this right this often, Dom.
You're welcome, Crudy. It's good to be with you, man.
Is the head that wears the crown? Yeah. Something like that. 844-967-2789. Dean on the road. What's happening, Dean? What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, I hear you're making young women cry, Crudy.
Who's making young women cry? Oh, only because they hate the choices I make. Ask my daughter. I've been making her cry her whole life.
Well, she had the same concerns I did, you know, when I first heard that. And I was just kind of hoping this doesn't snowball into something like, you know, say...
Like you voting for Dan Kelly, Dean? What, are you confessing to us? You're starting to have second thoughts about voting for Dan?
No, I just...
You're not voting for Dan Kelly, so what are you worried about?
I'm worried about that Evan reaches in the refrigerator and pulls out a spotted cow, and you say, no, you can't have that. I'm saving that for Rojo.
Oh!
Or...
Let's get a little close to home, even, Dean.
The only reserved spotted cow in this cupboard is the one that Tom Nelson used as a prop at the DPW. I got the Tom Nelson, the official spotted cow, Dean. Man, this is the sort of rough treatment I'm telling you. Someday I'm going to quit the sport, Rudy? Dean, and it's all going to be your fault.
Crudy, I don't want to hear... The Pizza Box and CJ show, okay?
You don't need that. Point, counterpoint.
Have fun. Have fun, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. We try, man. Thanks for calling.
844-967-2789. Since we've blazed a trail in Green Bay, if you know what I'm saying now, we got some Green Bay callers like Russ on WGBW. Welcome, Russ. What do you got for us?
Hi, Russ.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
I'm a new listener. Excited you guys are up in this market. I'm also a business owner, and I completely get it with carrying different products and need to do that to make the business work. I'm in the restaurant business. Some of my products are organic, some aren't. And every once in a while, you get that customer that's upset that everything's not organic. So I completely understand the Dan Kelly ads.
No, you don't.
Business. You got to find that balance.
But I feel like the people are accusing me, Russ, of purposefully serving processed food to their refined organic palates.
Right? Exactly. You've always got that handful of people that don't get it. But if only we could all be 100% organic 100% of the time, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Russ, appreciate it. When I go walking down to the Willie Street, though, man, I can't afford to be that organic all the time. I'm a working stiff on the radio. Love talking to you and Dominic, but mostly you at 844-967-2789.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells, President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address reminded folks how he's steered the state economy back from the pandemic recession.
Over the last 4 years, unemployment has hit record lows, and we've had the highest number of people employed ever. Our state has a AAA bond credit rating for the first time in about 40 years. That means we're able to get lower interest rates and save your tax dollars. Our general fund and rainy day fund both ended the last fiscal year at the highest levels ever in our state's 175-year history.
For Republican legislators trying to take some of the credit, here's a gentle reminder. You sat at home on a paid vacation for over 9 months last year. Evers provided a detailed plan. Republicans offered the usual cliches and a tax cut for the rich. To learn more, follow us on Up North News Radio, weekdays 6 to 8.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You know the devil's advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Always happier with your participation. Kind of breaks the monotony of the marriage of 12 years Dom and I have here on this radio program.
That's the 12 years of marriage on the radio and 30 years. Man, you're my college roommate. You're welcome.
Yes, are you? I did help subsidize the lifestyle of that place. The state of our union is weak, according to many, many people. New polling. Nobody thinks the state of the union very strong. Want to throw some of this out there, and we will make time for your calls. 844-967-2789. If you want to tell Crudy he's wrong for taking some Dan Kelly ads, get in line and go gentle on
him. I think probably it's not half and half. I think it's 60-40 approving of you, Crudy. I mean, I haven't heard a whole lot, maybe even more. 70-30 so far.
That's better than I got at the house right now. Dominic, more than 60% of people think the State of the Union is weak, not strong. According to a new Marist poll, the negative rating comes as Congress settles in from the chaos of a historic fight over the speaker election, the current and former president dealing with scandals around classified documents, and lawmakers facing down a debt limit crisis of Republican creation they should have there at the Hill, Dom, but I threw it in there for good measure. Here's the part I want to get to. An overwhelming majority of independent voters and Republicans hold a negative opinion of the state of the country. 72% of independents and 69% of Republicans. So more independents than Republicans believe that the State of the Union is not very strong or not strong at all, according to Marist, about 1,250 people polled. Dominic, amongst Democrats, it's not exactly like we're overwhelmed here with the... Anyways, let me just get to the numbers. And then the phones, 844-967-2789. Just be patient a moment longer. Democrats were nearly evenly divided on the question. 49% said it's very strong or strong. 48% saying it's not very strong or not strong at all. 1% is the balance. Joe is plus one, or at least the State of the Union. You know, he's got the big speech coming up next Tuesday, Dom. Despite the negative overall view from Americans, Biden's approval rating has remained steady at 42.
Woohoo!
That's kind of better than Trump, right? Anyways.
Marginally, yes.
Respondents pointed to partisan extremism in both parties as a problem in the U.S. A 52% majority of respondents said that extremism in the Republican Party is the issue or an issue. 46% said it's an issue in the Democratic Party.
Now, and that's the thing about polls.
Both sides do it.
Yeah, come on. Both sides don't do it. Only one side sacked the Capitol. You know what I mean? Only one side is making a fight about this debt ceiling. Right? 25% of our national debt occurred under the Trump administration. Now, no doubt Republicans and Dems had to come together to spend the money. But that is a fact. That's where a majority of it, most of it, at least as in the near term, came from Donald Trump. And I'd like to know, I mean, we're talking about extremism. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene with the Jewish space lasers, George Santos. Hell, I heard Speaker McCarthy over the weekend telling some of the Sunday shows, oh, Congress is broken. Well, why do you think that is, man? Maybe it's because you and these megas that you've now put into these committees. I don't doubt for a minute that people have a low rating of Congress, but thankfully, I don't think it's as bad as some would have you perceive it to be.
844-967-2789. Never knew you as a glass half full optimist, Catherine from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Curdy. I'm Dom. I'm calling because I was listening to the radio and I heard that ad for Dan Kelly some time ago when he first started running it. And I thought, well, this is odd to hear this on here, but it was a completely honest ad. If you listen to it and you vote for him, you're not voting liberal anyway. So I think that it's just informative, and it was helpful to me to make sure that I knew who was running and which side they're on, you know, which ones I want to vote for and which I don't. So I didn't see a problem with it.
I don't think...
I do have a question, though.
Real quick, Catherine, and then your question. I don't think when we see eventually, if we see some Doro ads, Jennifer Doro is the other conservative, the celebrity judge, mm-hmm. let's call her. I think she's going to be a lot blurrier as to her politics. I don't think she's going to be bragging about her Regent Law School degree and the fact that it's, you know, Christ above everything and God hates the gays. But apparently, in some way, shape, or form, that is her advocacy.
Well, you're going to be putting out a lot of information on all the candidates. I mean, that's one of the purposes, isn't it, that you really want to get a lot of information out on this this election because it's so important?
Every day.
So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so if you're listening, you're going to hear who's standing up for what, and then, you know, you're going to vote the way you want to vote. And that's the best we can get, is to have an informed electorate, which makes me so happy to hear. I was amazed. I looked on the app you have, at the stations you have, and every time I turn the app on, there's more and more stations on there. It doesn't even fit on one page anymore. So I'm just glad to see that. It's really exciting, and I'm glad that everybody will be hearing, you know, the word all over Wisconsin. But
you had a question, Catherine. Don't want to forget your question.
Yes, I know. The question is, is everything going to be called Civic Media then, or do, like, will all this, like, if, like, is it
every
overall,
station has got its own name and brand and call sign.
Okay.
And then Civic Media is like the
umbrella.
Yeah, let's say ESPN as an example. You can be an ESPN affiliate, like here in Madison. I know Craig Carmesan's the ESPN affiliate. But we're the network is like da-da-da-da-da-da. That's like us. We'll be the network.
Okay.
We'll support them with this great radio program all across the Civic Media Network. And Dom and I are fortunate enough, we play in a few places beyond, like Minneapolis and Chicago, and on a national app called Progressive Voices. But Catherine, we're not changing. We're just getting better every day.
So what's Devil's Advocate going? That's going to disappear completely?
No, Devil's Advocates, no. That's still us.
You'll keep the name Devil's Advocate.
No one's even trying to take that one away from us yet. But, no, everyone likes it because Devil's Advocate.
It's very similar to Devil Radio, Catherine. I can see how obviously that was, presumably, Crudy, tell me if I'm wrong, that was the impetus, Devil Radio with the Devil's Advocates. I mean,
well,
how else can you come up with
Twitter
it?
Handle is literally at Devil Radio, and through the years, Catherine, that got a little blurry, and people started calling the different machinations at Devil Radio or tagging us incorrectly. And then finally, my friend Kathy Adams, who I hope's listening right now, over a couple of glasses of wine on the back deck, said, "Crudy, screw it. Let's just be Devil Radio." And for some reason, in that moment, it seemed like an epiphany. And we were Devil Radio, and I've regretted it many days since. Not me so much as, you know, just fighting the good fight against everybody else.
You're right, regretting the abuse he's taken over the years, Catherine.
That's more like it.
Okay.
Catherine, really appreciate you listening to Devil Radio. It's still Devil Radio
right now,
baby.
Right.
It's not going down easy.
It is Devil Radio when the Devil's Advocates are on the radio, at Devil Radio. That's the Twitter handle.
So we can keep being us.
Yes, of course. That's never going to stop.
They're just moving the station. And
I don't know how to be anything else, Crudy.
Unfortunately.
I know.
844-967-2789. I saw someone poked me on the Civic Media Twitter. Mike and Dom. I'm like, who's this Mike fellow you keep talking about? I'm like, this is Crudy, man. Get it right. Kurt on the road. How you doing, Kurt? Welcome.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, guys. See, running that ad is a great idea, and here's why. You got these rural sections of Wisconsin that are red, and if they're flipping through and they flip into that ad, they're going to immediately assume it's another Republican network. So they'll lock on to it at least for a while, and then they'll start scratching their heads trying to figure out what's going on. So I think that's a big bump. I think it's a great idea. And as to these polls, I don't take any, I don't even pay attention to, because every time you like the poll you just quoted, I think of the scene of Monty Python. Is she a witch?
Yes! Can we bone, huh?
Yeah, you know, you'll throw her in and see if she floats. The public has been, the mid-class is destroyed, and the public, at least half of it, has become a bunch of morons. So, you know, I take no credence of those polls. You know, of course, when you have no middle class and only the top 1% or 10% is getting everything they want, of course you're going to say, it sucks. It's not doing anything, right?
They don't got medical.
Well, the economy is rigged. Bernie got it right, and Trump stole that populist message. They know. I mean, many of my friends that are Republicans, they know something's not right about society. They cannot get ahead. And that's the part that's so frustrating to them. They saw their parents get ahead, but they can't get ahead. And I think we all have that in common. And so often, we are pitted against each other. Think of the Scott Walker example here in the state of Wisconsin. If you're from rural Wisconsin, it's those damn city folks. If you're a private sector employee, it's those damn public sector employees. You know what I mean? It's always us against them. And when they pit us against them, us against our Republican neighbors or our Democratic neighbors or Dom, whatever it is, when it's us against them, they win. They that are rigging the economy against the working class, Kurt. That's what's rigged. The economy's rigged. The elections are damn safe in this state.
Well, that's the beauty of that scene of Monty Python. The crowd can no longer think on their own two feet. No critical thinking skills. They can be pushed in any direction that you want to push them. That's all I got.
Well, not this audience, Kurt. A, they're contrarian. They've been listening to Dom too long.
Come on.
I think our audience is thoughtful, whether they perceive themselves to be Democrats or what I would perceive to be reasonable independents, people that make up their own mind, good Republicans, they still exist. They're our neighbors. They hate the broken system, too. They don't like it any better than we do. You better not vote for Trump again. 844. Or Dan Kelly, ever. 844.
Thank you for the clarity, Michael.
I'll keep cashing his checks, though. 844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Madeline from Minneapolis. Welcome.
Hi, Madeline.
Hello. I have just been turned on to your show, and it's perfect timing for the end of my evenings, and I've been really enjoying it.
Well, thank you.
Especially hearing today about those polls and the State of the Union, and it gave me a question that I wanted to ask you. What do you think one should say to someone who compares the extreme left with the extreme right? Who says they're the same problem?
That's a great one, Madeline. I think that they're often misinformed by Fox News. They say, oh, there were riots all across the nation. I mean, you live in Minneapolis. They point towards peaceful protests, generally peaceful protests, and they don't note the fact that there were Proud Boys and agitators in those crowds, and often it led to violent outcomes. Madeline, what I would point towards is January 6th. Only one side tried to overturn the government.
Yeah.
There's no analogous, but your side did X.
Yeah, and specific examples, Madeline. I mean, we can go down the list of the white nationalists and the Proud Boys and 3%ers and all these other crews that are behind the MAGA and supporting the MAGA movement. That's not happening on the left. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We are happening here. 844-967-2789.
I'm sure very good people on both sides.
Yeah.
She's a witch.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 12 below. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 10 above. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 5 above. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 5 above.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. So the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, it's funny. Today, I announced we were killing the Devil Radio brand. Once upon a time, we had a 10-day countdown to the death of WXXM, the former Mike, the heartless radio version. Now, you know, the same great show that you love. And all the other great shows, it's not changing much. Although there are a few wonderful additions. But Dom, the Devil Radio brand is dead. Friday.
The radio station that was called Devil Radio is dead. The Devil's Advocate show lives on.
It does. In perpetuity in the Hall of Fame, I suspect. But for now, on the radio, each day, live, 2 to 4. 4 to 6, whatever hours. West Coast, 2 to 4. I forget because we play out in different places, but not on the West Coast. So that was just an error. Sorry, brain's just breaking. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. Yeah,
thank you.
All right, good. Hey, you know what? You can do whatever you want with that Devil's Advocate Radio. I just got this smartphone, and it's going to remain the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. #, the greatest radio show ever.
Excellent.
That's where it's going to stay.
Yeah, baby.
Excellent.
Hey.
You know what I was going to say, Rico? What? I make this big announcement. You know, my life, I feel like, although perhaps Dom is really the devil in Devil Radio, but I've always kind of felt like it was me. And I'm killing Devil Radio as a brand, and I'm killing some small part of my ego. And all people keep doing is calling and objecting to Dan Kelly ads.
Well, the good news is, Curdy, you got plenty of ego left. You'll be just fine.
But a little bit of it dies on Friday.
Hey. Do I got time to talk about something else besides Kelly?
Well, you just did.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. All right. No, I want to talk about this Jennifer Doro. And I'm telling you what, this guest that Earl's going to have on tomorrow, I'll tell you what, if it was my son that died at that young age, and it's been a year and a half, I'll tell you what, that's a woman's story I want to listen to. Because believe me, they have dug underneath every rock, investigated everything that they could, and if it was your child, by God, after that long, you would get to the bottom of something. You would have some knowledge on that situation.
Well, the Journal Sentinel
interview.
The Journal Sentinel did independent interviews with friends of the now deceased Cade Reddington, as it was described in the Dan Bice reporting last week, and they made the accusation that Mike Doro, the son of Jennifer Doro, sold what was supposed to be a Percocet, but turned out to apparently contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. And Cade Reddington died of that fentanyl. He went, rode a scooter back to UWM and died in his dorm room. And the parents have approached Jennifer Doro. No criminal charges have been filed, but the mother of the now deceased, Cade Reddington, will appear on Earl's show tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour. And if you want to hear that, you got to tune in on WAUK 540 AM or find it on the Civic Media app. That one would certainly be worth a listen.
Yeah. All right, Rick. Yeah, Rico, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. I can't imagine, you know, being a parent, having to be in that situation, and then have this the judge, you know, the mother of the alleged perpetrator of this alleged crime, ignore you, to tell you I'm not going to talk to you, and that same person also now running as a for a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice position. Kind of goes against everything I would expect and everything I would want in a Supreme Court justice. Just me talking. 844-967-2789.
My understanding, according to the family, they feel like they've been very unfairly treated by right-wing talk radio, specifically host Dan O'Donnell. He eviscerated this family. Doro is the chosen candidate of the right. I mean, Dan Kelly announced his intent a long time ago. He's already been a loser. He lost by 163,000 votes. Understandably, the Republican Party and the donor base and everybody else that supports and wants to see Republicans continue to control the balance of the court, they didn't want Dan Kelly. They see him as a weak candidate. I don't know if a few of our audience members realize this. The best thing that could happen to the left is Dan Kelly wins the primary. But anyways, Doro is the chosen candidate. She is the more supported candidate. She's the more charismatic candidate. She's got the higher celebrity appeal. And she's not the pompous ass, at least in the vocal inflection, that Dan Kelly is. I mean, even Dan Kelly's friends, if he has any, I don't think they like Dan Kelly. So she's the best hope they have. And she's got this thing in her son's recent past, and she'd like to put it behind her, but the timing's a bitch. 844-967-2789. It took some big ones to decide in the middle of this going on with your family, and I can understand she's a lawyer in her own regard, a judge, right? She's not going to go and make public comment or private comment,
sir,
to the victim's family. You can understand why, for legal reasons, why, yes, she wouldn't want to expose her son or herself to that liability. But holy schmoly, then don't go run for Supreme Court.
Right, exactly.
That seems like a pretty private thing that you'd want to keep in the family and not go make exposure of on the front page of the Journal Sentinel.
Well, and if you're going to run, you can still be, you know, legally protected by not discussing whatever you want to discuss. But to listen to a grieving family's concerns, you can't even do that. You can't even just sit there and listen and nod your head and listen. You want people's votes and you can't listen? You're not worthy.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison probably got the last voice today. What is it, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
I'm loving this. It took 50 minutes to talk to you. That shows me how popular you guys are getting. Real quick, I'm going to give you some breaking news after I get to what I was going to tell you.
Make it quick, man. We're running out of time for breaking.
Here it is. Kelly, keep your friends closer, you know, that old one.
Friends close and your enemies closer?
Yes. And that's why I love what you're doing, Crude. Why wouldn't you do this? And then, real quick, would you rather go back to Christmas music? Not me. And then last but not least, Trump is saying that that idiot out there in Arizona, when the recount, she's going to win. Isn't that special?
Oh, Trump's special, all right.
Carrie Lake is angling to be Trump's vice president, Dick.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our friend, Mark Thompson, he's a firebrand in his own regard. The Paul Revere Show at 7, Native Roots Radio at 6. Keep it locked. Civic Media, Devil Radio for a few more days.
You are never far away. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You don't know my kind.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.